అర్జునోవాచ కృష్ణకృష్ణ మహాబాహు భక్తానాం భయంకరం తమేక దయమానానాం అపవద్భూషి సంస్థితే సంస్థిత దేశ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సంస్థితి కంటిన్యూస్లీ సఫరింగ్. That we cannot understand. This is called ignorance. Continuously suffering. They are thinking they are very happy. But this material world means continuously suffering. So, one living entity is dying and his gross body is left. And the subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego, carrying him in another body through the semina of the father to the womb of the mother, then it is placed and the body again formed. And when the body is formed, then he comes out, and within the womb of the mother, there is so much suffering. We know that many times we have discussed. And coming from the very moment the child is crying, there is inconveniences, so many things he cannot express. In this way, within the womb there is suffering, out of the womb there is suffering, then growing child, or baby, or boy, there are so many sufferings. When young man, suppose becomes family man, then aunt of the family, that is also suffering. Then old man, disease, inability, many, many thoughts, that is also suffering. And again, death is suffering. At the time of death, nobody knows what will happen. Recently, one of our godfathers died. He was suffering that some glucose food was being supplied through the nose and is taking out the letters and other suffering, forcibly taking out the urine, cannot speak anything. So this is suffering. This is called sanskriti. We are so foolish, we do not know that this material existence is suffering. That simply struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani prithivisthani parsati. Simply a struggle. There is no happiness that this foolish person do not know. That there is happening. How to stop this happening? That is real problem. Dharma misti jarabhyadi kukhudhusana darshan. Intelligent person should always keep in view that these are my real sufferings. Not that temporary have got some misunderstanding with some friends. Temporary I do not get some nice food. Therefore suffering. These sufferings are extra. But real suffering is this. Dharma misti jarabhyadi. So suffering is, therefore, material existence is called samskriti, samsara. Therefore we read every day from Gurvastra, samsara dava naradira. This samsara, this material existence, is just like dava. Dhamanas means forest path. Forest, in the forest nobody goes to set path. But it takes place automatically. Even if you don't want, it will come. This is samsara. In your country, nice city, your city, but every moment is path. What? Very nice city, big roads, big. But where is someone? Who wants this fire? But government has to make arrangements for fire brigade. And because it is great nation, very prosperous nation, there is very constantly, very frequently there is fire. Frequently. You won't find such firing in India, at least. We have no such experience, but every moment there is fire brigade. Is it not? Am I exaggerating? You see, we have got so many cities in India, but we don't have such arrangement that constantly 24 hours, at this level, less of it. Because we are not so advanced. The more materially you become advanced, the more suffering. These are still the growth. Therefore, here we see that Tameka Dayamalana Apova Bhuti Sanskriti. This is Krishna. Arjuna is Mahajan. He is Umahajan. He is directly Krishna's friend. He knows what is Krishna. Therefore, he submitted Krishna. It is perplexity. I do not like to fight. And you are asking me immediately to fight. So, it is very awkward position. I cannot understand. Tatpanna dosho apohata sabhav. I have been infected with tatpanna dosho. As Kshatriya, I am in the battlefield. It is my duty to fight, but I am declared. That is tatpanna dosho apohata sabhav. My nature sabhava is to fight, but I am averse. So therefore, my position is not good, I can understand. Therefore, sisrakti ham sadhunas prapannam. I accept you as my spiritual master. You have surrendered, prabandha. You kindly, it is a sadhana. This is beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna knows that for this sanskriti, for this suffering of the material world, only Krishna is the savior. Only Krishna. Kam eka. Only you, not anybody else. Nobody else. And he also, Krishna also says, Mam ekam. Just tell Mam ekam. The same ekam. Arjuna says, Tam ekam. And Krishna says, Mam ekam. The same person. This is to be learned. But ekam. Only Krishna. Krishna eka saranam. That is why. Simply to shelter, take shelter of Krishna. That will save you from this samsati, apavarga. Pavarga, apavarga. Om means not. And pavarga is the process of suffering. Here in this material, the different stages of suffering is called pavarga. The first thing is pa. This is pa pa ma bha ma. Pavarga. This is called pavarga. There are five vargas in Sanskrit drama. Pavarga, chavarga, tavarga, tavarga, and pavarga. Those who know, I would say, Sanskrit drama, they understand. So pavarga means this five alphabets, pa 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 ma. So, our suffering, first of all, liver, purishkam, paws. You cannot get anything in this material world without liver, yajnatam. Just as we have got this nice temple, how we have got it? Liver is, we have to collect the stone, we have to collect this bridge, we have to. If I cannot work personally, then I have to engage laborer. This temple is not by accident, automatically, by chance. Because, no. There must be labor. For this song, there is four. Then, four. Four in English you can say frustration. Or, and Sanskrit, is the pain of, and English word is home. When you work very hard, everyone you know, there is home. We are generally saying in animals, there is home in the heart. The heart labor, very hard labor, this home comes. The first of all, for Islam, heart labor, then home, form. And bo means back of that. Frustration. Despite so much hard labor, it's still frustration. Now, our leaders advertising that work hard. Sir, I am working so hard that I am working like an ass, like an animal, and I'm tired. I still have to work hard. Yes. This is something. They are not satisfied that human beings, Indians, are working just like an ass, pulling thela, dishaw, and still they are requesting work hard. So this is called backfaka. You work hard, you still will not be successful. You have to work hard. That is called papa bo. And bo means cheerfulness. It's like the animal is working so hard, and he still has bread. The master may feed. You are not working. He has to work. It's more. So that cheerfulness is everywhere. Ahara nidra bhayava ikunancha. Samana ikat pasubhi nanana. These ox and bulls are afraid of the driver, and we are afraid of our leader, of our government, of our so-called master, and so on, so on, so on. That you cannot avoid. That is not possible. Sada samadhipikinna dhyama satukha. Because we have accepted this material body, we have to always remain in anxiety. We cannot help it. So, and at last, more means frustration and doubt. And again, begin with war. This is going. This is called samskrit. Repeated, So, if you take to Krishna consciousness, then this power will be counted. Not at all. Not at all. This is not possible. Therefore, he says, Dayamanana, we are suffering. Not that due to this Brahmastra we are suffering, but the world is so bad that there is suffering. Not from the Thakur's thing. Bishaya Bishanale Divanesi Hiyas Jale. Jale means this Dayamanana. Jale means a blaze. Fast. So this Samsara Bishanale. It is not ordinary fire. Bishana. Fire from poison. It is more infectious. Poisonous fire. There is the atomic energy. There is heat, but what is that heat? It's got radiation. Misana. Samsara Dhamana, Samsara Dhamana, Islavana. And at the same time, that onara, the fire is coming out of poison. Samsara Dhamana, Divanesi Hiyasa. We are all in anxiety, full of anxiety. Sada samadhuvindna dhiyan. Even big, Vaishnava king, they also retire. Just like Amrish Maharaj. He was always engaged in devotional service. Sabai manat krishna padara vintayo bhatansi vaikuntu. Still he retired. After this incident with Udbhaka, then he divided the property to his son, Sanidhika. Although he was the most exalted Vaishnava, such a great Vaishnava that because he was put into difficulty by Udbhaka Muni, Krishna showed his brilliance and glory in such a way that Dubhasa Muni was attacked by Sudarshan Chakra, and for fear of life, even there is fear. Dubhasa Muni is a great yogi. There is no comparison of his yogi mystic power. Immediately, for the sake of his life, to protect his life, he went all over the universe for protection. And when he could not get the protection, he went to Lord Brahma, kindly give me protection. He refused. No, it is not possible. The Lord is angry with you, and he has sent the Sudarshan Chakra. It is not in my power to give you protection. Then he went to Lord Shiva. He also refused. And at last he went to Vishnu. Just see how powerful Jodi you are. He could go personally from this planet to the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, and there, from there, Shivaloka, then from there, Vaikunthaloka, just see his power, mystic power. But he still, because he committed offense at the root of feet of a Vaishnava, he could not give him any protection. Vaishnava Prad is so serious. A person so powerful that by his will he could go anywhere. By yogic power he can do so. Yogic power in there are many yogis, they take bathing in four places every morning. They take bathing at Jagannath Puri, Rameshwar, at Haridwar, and Jagannath or Dhava. They take bathing. By 4 o'clock, they finish. They can go. They are still a yogi. So similarly, by the yogi, by their anima siddhi, ragima siddhi, they can go within a second. They can catch up the beams of the sun and go to the sunrise. This is yoga. Not that, give me some dollars, I show you some yoga. They do not know what is yoga. Yoga is so powerful, yogi power. Such a big yogi, Dubbarhamati, is still you are in trouble. The jnanis, yogis, nobody is free from this trouble. Only the bhaktas. They take this, see the example. When Dubbarhamani created a demon to kill the kings, Maharaj Ambarish, he was coming to attack. But Ambarish, although he was a devotee, he had no such yogic power to counteract. He thought, all right, it is Krishna's desire, if some demon is coming to kill me. All right, definitely. He stood fixed up in that position. Because he surrendered. Maravi Rathavi Jaichatoha. That is surrender. I surrender to you. If you like to kill me by this demon, that's all right. Welcome. Why not? Yeah. Because I am culty. So you want to kill me through this demon? Let me kill. Let him kill. So he stood up. And he was not afraid of his life. But Dubbarhamani, when Krishna, Vishnu sent his Sudarshan Chakra, immediately the demon was killed and he was after Dubbarhamani, Saturday's glory. But he was after it. Oh, now there is no protection. He said, yes. Then to Brahma, Sula, Shiva, at last, and to Vishnu. See how much he is afraid of his life. And the Vaishnava is not afraid. There is no fearfulness. Aharvidra Vayamai Kudansha. These things are problems of this material world. The Vaishnava has no problem. He knows that if Krishna can give food to the elephant down to the ant, so Krishna is giving food. So why should I endure for it? When Krishna gives, I shall eat. If he does not give, I shall starve. What is the wrong thing? This is Krishna. He is not afraid. He has no problem of ahara, nidra, whatever. No. So far Maitreya is concerned, it is completely rejected. Bhaktin parana prasidabha apane apushita tikama. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava means as he makes progress in devotional service, these material lusty desires become vanished. No more. Finished. Bhakti prasana bhava virakti anna. This is the sign. Jadavadhi mama sitta krishna padara vindaya. Namanavadhama tadavadhi vatanari sangame smadjamani bhavati mukhavikara. This is Vaishnava. When one is quite of sex enjoyment, that means fear that day. The Vaishnava state. Otherwise, not it. That is the Tadavati mama citta krishna padaravinda. Namanava dhamadantu. Tadavati vata nari sangha. Because nari sangha, sex with nari, that is the highest pleasure of this material world. Janavaitunadi grihamedi sutam hitam. Very abominable happiness. Maitunadi. It is kandvani nakarayuri vadutta dukham. It is entailed with so many suffering. Either initial or leader. That is suffering. So, This is samsara. This is the key of samsara, to keep one packed up, compact in this material. So many things are the apavarga. The Krishna is the only thing. When one is attracted by Krishna, Madana Moha, Madana means lusty, desire. And Krishna, Madana Moha, he is so attractive that one forgets lusty. That's what his name is, Madana Moha. So if you don't contact with Madana Moha, then it will be happening. Madana Dahan. Dahan means this. Dayamana. All is suffering. The blazing fire of lusty desire. Unless you return to some conscience, you will have to suffer. Therefore, it is said, Dayamana Apavad Gursi. You are the Apavad. So, Arjuna is having that soul. He, when he felt that temperature of Brahmastra or radiation of the atomic weapon, nuclear weapon. So devotee has to ask, Krishna Krishna Mahabha, Bhaktarama Vayankara. Our only shelter is your lotus feet. Avaya Charanara Bhidhu, Bhaja Hure Manasi Nandanandana. Abhaya Charanara Bhidhu. So if you take shelter, of Krishna's lotus feet, then Abhayankara, Namarjus. And so long as you do not this, then Sanctity. That's what Krishna, Arjuna says, Sameka, Dayamanana, Abhavadhu, see, Abhayankara. Thank you.